My name is M. Roger Holland II. That's the full Megillah right there. And I am the director of the Spirituals Project, which currently resides and is part of the University of Denver, situated within the Lamont School of Music.
The Spirituals Project has been active in our fair city for years.
Yes.
And under Dr. Arthur Jones, we have long enjoyed, in case you didn't realize, that choir standing up there at Betcher Concert Hall, at Shorter, at King, at DU, at MSU Denver, they show up all over town in glory and robes.
Well, not robes, no robes.
No.
But kente. Kente stoles.
Because you're a secular community choir, you have quite a breadth of things that you sing.
Yes, yes. Now, our bread and butter are the Negro spirituals, but I believe in looking at the breadth of African-American music, especially as relates to the spiritual. So I try to include something from the African diaspora to refer to the continent of Mother Africa, because that's really the origination, you know, where this music originates from. The influence, what many scholars would call the African retentions that we had as enslaved Africans here on this continent. So the qualities of call and response and community engagement and all of that is part of what gave impetus towards this music that we know today as spirituals, coupled with the context of slavery and then also the exposure of the enslaved Africans to Protestant Christianity.
One of the other ethics or central elements of these spirituals is social justice. I want to be free. I want to be whole. I want to be fed. I want to be healthy.
Yes, absolutely. You know, two of my favorite scholars, James Cone and Wyatt T. Walker, talk about how this music served to sustain the oppressed and enslaved community. And one of my favorite terms that James Cone talks about is that this music affirmed the somebody-ness of the enslaved. I mean, what does that say about how it reinforces and affirms the humanity of these people in a context that we're told they were less than somebody, that they were worthless, that they were heathens and, you know, just not worth of any kind of mention or dignity. And they said, no, you don't understand.
Wow. So the Spirituals Project brings all this to your engagements, and it's been a quiet couple of years when we had a respiratory virus that mandated people could not sing together. That was a very quiet time, I'm sure quite tragic in every way for all of us and certainly for a community choir.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, one of the things that the pandemic taught me is that even as important as the music is, as much as we loved coming together to make music, what the pandemic really did to community choirs was that it put a strain on community. That the members of the choir really, as much as they love singing, enjoyed being together. And so the inability to gather and be community was very difficult during that time.
Here in 2023, in fact, in May of 2023, the Spirituals Project is hosting, again, a gathering of community choirs and choir directors from around the country.
Well, not so much community choirs and directors, but scholars and people to talk about how this music of the spirituals and its history and the community that created this music impacted the community and can again and continues to do so. But we want to focus on the aspect of healing that this music offers to all those who will avail themselves.
There is something about singing and singing in a choir or in community that does heal. I mean, you can actually feel it when you're down a little bit and you come in and you hear voices or you lend your voices to the song. It's really quite remarkable.
Oh, absolutely. What you just said reminds me of the words of Bernice Johnson Reagan, you know, one of our scholars and great song leaders of freedom music, freedom songs.
And the leader and founder of Sweet Honey and the Rock.
One and the same.
Yeah.
And she talks about, particularly during the Civil Rights Movement, how this music could change the atmosphere. just engaging it in the song. Now, certainly, probably singing of any sort can do that, but I think the music of the spirituals is already predisposed to create this life-changing experience, to change the atmosphere, to give strength and encouragement to those who are downtrodden and fearful and perhaps apprehensive. It calms.
1, 2, 3, your keynote speakers are pretty notable, I think, from what they've been through. You kind of have to go through some things. They all have a lot of letters after their name, very, very accomplished scholars, but they've been through some things, like the Reverend Dr. James Forbes.
I love Dr. Forbes. He's a long friend and mentor from my time in New York. Pastor Emeritus of the Riverside Church. I mean, yeah.
If you know, historically, Riverside has been one of those national institutions where things happen.
Absolutely. Dr. King spoke there. And Dr. Forbes has an organization, The Healing of the Nations. And aside from my own personal relationship with him, I thought he is uniquely poised to speak on healing, not only as we need it nationally, but how this music, because he himself is a musician and a poet and a writer, to talk about how this music can help facilitate healing.
Dr. Eileen Gunther from George Washington University is a lecturer in organ. Now, we're big fans of jazz organ around here, and they all came out of the church.
Yes, yes, yes. So Eileen's relation to the organ is a little different from that. She's
yes.
a pipe organist, but she's a wonderful scholar. And the thing I appreciate about Dr. Gunther is that she has this book on the spirituals called In Their Own Words, and it is the first book of its type that actually utilizes the words of the enslaved themselves, the slave narratives, to help us understand and interpret this music.
Rylan Rabaka comes down from the University of Colorado in Boulder, where he directs the Center for African American Studies. And, of course, we know him as a wonderful spoken word artist, and he can spit rhyme, and
yes.
he's written a ton of books.
Oh, yes.
And so he does bring that what's happening now view to the spirituals conference?
Absolutely. In some ways, I see Dr. Rabaka as one of those public intellectuals, you know, who brings a wealth of knowledge and experience, but this earthiness. I mean, he's a man of the people, very intelligent, and I respect him greatly. I use one of his texts in one of my courses, and I just love to refer to his work.
M. Roger Holmes II is with us from the Spirituals Project at the Lamont School of Music. What's the name of the conference you're hosting in mid-May?
Healing 2023.
That's kind of feels like what it's all about. The theme for the Spirituals Conference coming up in mid-May is healing, and just a couple of minutes at the top of the hour will remind us all our nation, our country, our people, our neighbors could use some healing. What does the conference offer in the way of digging down into how you, community choirs, can help us heal? We're counting on you. We need you.
Oh, and we want to be there, man. So listen, I think, first of all, the music inherently has the ability to provide healing. One of my favorite spirituals, which we will sing at the concert at the end of the conference, there is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole, to heal the sin-sick soul. You know, so whatever you're going through things, and there are all types of healing that are needed. There's mental healing. There's emotional healing. There's physical healing, you know. There are so many scars that we have as a nation, as a people, as a community that we've experienced over these, not only the last few years of the pandemic, but the Black community in general. I think, you know, we got 400 years of healing that we need to address that we're still dealing with. I really believe that the fallout, the consequences of chattel slavery in the United States lingers, the pangs of that. We're still reeling from that, not only as a Black community, but as a nation. We're still dealing with that. All we have to do is look at what's going on in Tennessee right now. And we can see, you know, some of the veiled ways in which segregation and racism and oppression and disenfranchisement are still alive and active. Whether people want to acknowledge it or not, it's there. And we feel it in particular.
The Spirituals Project sings at the close of this conference in mid-May. How do people get involved? How do people attend this conference? How do people sneak into the room and hear a little bit that will help them as a singer, as a choir director, as a person interested in the power of community choirs?
Well, it's primarily a free concert. There's a small section of Gates Hall on the campus of the University of Denver that is charging a very modest fee of $5, that prime seating, for those that want to get that prime seat. But for everybody else, general seating is, it's a free ticket, but you need to get a ticket. We just want to keep track of who's in the hall in case we need to be in touch with you. But we hope we don't have to be in touch with you. But it's open seating. We hope people will come. You just got to get a ticket. You can call the box office. You can stop by. You can purchase a ticket online. It's right there.
Is the conference something that you're inviting the public to be a part of?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In addition to our primary speakers, we have wonderful presenters that will talk about various aspects in relation to healing. Registration is available through our Newman Center box office. There's a general registration, and there's also daily registration. The people can only come for a day or two. I mean, we want everybody to come and just participate and hear what our presenters have to say. Be inspired, you know.
I think that's your middle name, is inspiration. You walk into a room and it kind of lights up and lifts. M. Roger Holland with the Spirituals Project at the Lamont School of Music, University of Denver. Congratulations on getting this one back, getting all the people back together. And thanks for bringing us some healing.
Oh, thanks for being here. Thanks for having me, being here. I'm just very excited to share with you about this.